morning. Time again for Moments of Melody. Dr. G. Allen Blair tells the following story. Generations ago, there was a very dangerous area around the southern tip of Africa, which most mariners feared. Because of the dangers involved, it was called the Cape of Storms. By and by, the great navigator got around it and reached India, and the name of the place was changed from the Cape of Storms to the Cape of Good Hope. Before Jesus Christ came into the world, death was as mysterious and as feared as the Cape of Storms. But through the death and resurrection of Christ, the picture has changed. He rounded the Cape of Storms, so to speak, and now it has become the Cape of Good Hope. We're told by the Apostle Peter that God has begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Today we continue reading about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. On the same day, the two of them were walking to a village called Emmaus, 60 furlongs away from Jerusalem, discussing all that had happened. They were still conversing and debating together when Jesus himself drew near and began to walk beside them, but their eyes were held fast, so they could not recognize him. And he said to them, "What talk is this that you exchange between you as you go along sad-faced?" And one of them, who was called Cleophas, answered him, "What, art thou the only pilgrim in Jerusalem who has not heard of what has happened there in the last few days?" "What happenings?" he asked. And they said, "About Jesus of Nazareth, a prophet whose words and acts had power with God and with all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death and to crucify him. For ourselves, we had hoped that it was he who was to deliver Israel. Now to crown it all, today is the third day since it befell. Some women, indeed, who belonged to our company, alarmed us. They had been at the tomb early in the morning and could not find his body, whereupon they came back and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found that all was as the women had said, but of him they saw nothing."